Welcome to the after show. It's Tony, Christy, and Nikki on Warm 101.3
in Rochester,
New York.
I forgot the
music. Can you, you want to play it? Yeah, have it
I mean, it's in here somewhere.
You know, we got to find better music. I'm sorry. I mean, Tom and Jerry's
like
nice.
You don't like it, Tony?
I like it, but I want something that's uniquely ours.
Oh, it's just the end.
Oh, that's even
we
nice.
Could just do the end part.
There you go.
Oh, there you go.
That's much better than that alarming beginning.
I know. And that's the old Tom and Jerry music.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know? So. All right, so there's a commercial that's running somewhere. I don't know where. I don't know any. Well, it's funny. I know some TV. Well, probably some cable networks will run this, but it's the company is Gillette. You know, they make shaving products.
Yep.
And this is for their Venus, which is shaving products for women.
Yeah, I use Venus.
Okay, well, here you go, Nick.
Hi, I'm a pubic hair.
Oh, my. Stop.
Yeah, I'm just a pube.
Ew.
And it's not fair. All I ever wished to be was just another hair.
Gross.
But when they got one look at me, the ruling from society was ew,
yes.
Not you. Oh, what's a curl to do? It seems like all the ads are showing perfect skin and shiny hair. But what about this other world inside your underwear? It's okay to say my name. Really can see pubic. No need to be ashamed. It's even kind of
are we done?
We're done.
Nikki, seriously.
No, dude. No, no.
Just no, right? It's wrong.
I can't believe somebody actually thought of that and then did. I mean, that's an expensive little commercial there.
Oh, yeah.
As it's animated and the music alone is just hilarious. But I'm seeing things on TV on some of the cable channels that I never would have thought I would see on television. Okay, it's just changing. It's just amazing.
By the way, Tony, when I was in high school, we had hats made up by my group of girlfriends.
Oh boy!
That said on the front Gillette, and uh-huh. the back, you know, where you put your ponytail hanging out, mm-hmm. said the best a man can get. We were such dorks.
That was their slogan. Oh god. Oh god.
Guys, so it's been so gorgeous out in mm-hmm. Rochester. Mm-hmm. My BFF asked me to come over for a pool party. Okay, so it was
what?
Just the two of us.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But it was so much fun because she has a heated pool. So we actually got in. We did some, like, water aerobics, like some grandmas, you know.
Oh, geez.
At their noon Y class. And then she has a slide, you know, with the uh-huh. water.
Oh, comes. You had fun.
Oh, my gosh. She hadn't even gone down the slide of it of her pool yet.
Is it new? Is it new, the slide?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And so we were going down over and over. Meanwhile, the kids were inside looking at us. Like we're crazy or something.
Were the kids
oh, were
in the
they
pool
in school?
Yeah.
They in online
no,
school?
When they got home from school. They
oh.
were like, what are you guys doing?
How old are you, Tom?
Oh, my gosh.
That's
and
funny.
Then, you know, after all that exertion, we fell asleep. It was nap time. I woke up around 5 or 6 p.m. was like, oh, okay. Nap time's over, I guess. Better get home to the hubby.
Ah, Jesus. That's funny.
So let's talk about that for a moment, newlywed.
Mm-hmm.
So your hours are so weird, okay? And so now you live far from the station. So what time do you have to go to bed at night?
So I should be going to bed at 6 p.m.
Okay, right.
That,
and you
that
don't.
Never happens, obviously. Right. So my goal is 8 p.m.
Okay, so what time does he get home from work?
He gets home usually about 4:30.
Okay, so you have some time together. That's
yes.
nice. Now, he doesn't go to bed with you, obviously.
A lot of times he does because he puts his boys to bed around 8.
All right.
It's gotten a little later in the summer now that the sun's out. You know, it's hard to be like, okay, boys, go to bed.
Yeah. So you're able to have a somewhat of a normal life?
I mean, come on. It's never going to be normal.
No, not with the hours yet you're working. Yeah.
And who makes dinner?
We've been doing it every other.
Okay.
I was planning to make it the other night. And he had already, the boys were like, oh no, Dad said we're having fish. I was like, sweet. I don't have to make that chicken dish I was going to do.
There you go.
Oh, good.
So right. we're, you know, doing it. On
we're working
off.
It out. You're figuring it out. It's awesome. Yeah. It's like a work in progress in the beginning, you know?
Yeah,
well, you know, so I wake up a rat 1:40, 1:50.
In the morning.
And poor Shane just puts this whole pillow over his head and groans.
Oh, I get it. I can't even
oh,
imagine.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, poor guy. It's the worst when I got to run the blow dryer.
Well, you don't have like a door to your bathroom or anything?
Oh, no. Remember I told you about this?
Oh,
there's
right.
no door to
maybe
the
maybe you put a
bathroom.
Door up.
Yeah, you need a door.
Yeah, you know, back, back when he was single and no one was there, you don't need a door. Now you got a girl, you need a door.
Nice, right?
Yeah, yeah. And he's very handy.
He's a handyman.
Oh, even if it's one of those slider looking barn doors, that would go in with that.
Oh,
look,
that'd be very
cool. You know?
Yes, yes, that would be cute.
Yeah, that would be the look for that area,
yeah,
I bet.
Yeah.
So tell him to get one and just do it.
Cause oh my gosh. Christy, he just made a screen door for the side door of his house.
Yeah.
And he made the handle out of an antler.
Of course he did. Of course Jason did one of those on the cabin.
It's so cute.
They can
right?
do their own screens. Yeah, they're very handy, these men.
They are so
I
good.
Use antlers in yes. all of my decorating.
Do you have any hanging from the ceiling fans to pull the cord?
No.
Little, yeah, designs.
What
yeah.
a great idea.
That's at the cabin, though. We don't have any of that stuff in my house. So.
You don't allow it?
Nope.
There's certain things you just don't allow.
Okay. But if you marry him and it's already like that, it's different.
Yeah,
like we lived in an apartment and it wasn't possible. I said, oh no, it's still not possible.
So I'm going to ask you this, Nikki, since again, you're the newlywed and I know you're not going to cop to it, but I'm going to ask anyway, what things are you going to change about him?
Oh, well, obviously nothing.
Okay. I knew you were going to say that, but
he's 40 years old. He's not changing, Tony. Yeah.
What things do you think that he needs tweaking? See, I say you just can tweak some things.
Tweak something.
Yep.
I have noticed, you know, sometimes when he gets down, mm-hmm. he's, you know, he's in a bad mood and it rubs off on everybody else. And I think that's common for anybody.
Yeah.
yeah.
So
here's what my wife says to me when I'm in a bad mood. She'll say, are you going to change your pants? And I'll say, what? She goes, you have your grumpy pants on. Go change your pants.
Oh, that's great. I like that one.
That is good. Jason just goes, you're bringing everybody down. sorry.
My wife will say something like this. You're sucking the life out of me, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm continuing my quest to bring smiles, including to my husband, to brighten his spirits.
Sounds like you did that to with your best friend yesterday. That's awesome.
Oh, girl, yes. The margaritas may have helped, too.
Little lubricant.
Good for you.
Oh,
good.
My goodness.
Gotta have some girl time.
Mm-hmm.
Tis the season. So, what else? Anything?
Not for me.
I was exhausted yesterday. Actually, Jason was supposed to pick up Nate and then take him to his basketball and then take him to baseball. Because pick up Nate from school, then go to basketball, then go to baseball. Trust me, it's a lot. But he got called away to go work on a machine. Mm-hmm. So, I didn't get a nap.
Oh,
so I had to go pick him up from school.
Oh,
I had to take him to the
sucks.
Thing, and then I had to take him to the thing. But there was a win in the whole thing.
What was that?
Because Jason was like, well, if you want to come home, I said, no, just make dinner.
Ah, there you go.
So he made dinner that I was planning on making, and he goes, what's the recipe? I said, there's no, like, written down recipe. I go, just, it's not hard. It's like penne pasta with, like, some sauce, cheese, and noodles. Like, figure it out. Put in the oven. It's fine. And the best win also of the night, when Nate said, Mom's was better.
Of course. Oh, gosh, I love that.
Oh, I God. Went, I'll make sure I have time next time to do that for you, darling.
Yeah, I've been getting invites. My cousin invited me over last night because my wife's out of town. And last week, a friend invited me over. So I've been getting invites to go to dinner, which is wonderful. I mean, I make my own dinner, of course, but it's just nice to everybody takes pity on you when your wife isn't around, you know?
Yeah, right. Why is that?
What
I don't
will
know.
Poor Tony do?
Exactly.
We don't have him over for dinner.
He
exactly.
can't possibly take care of himself without Kim
around. I am helpless.
What, is he going to starve?
Is he going hungry, that poor boy? No, just take a look at me.
No, he's eating like crazy because she's not there to monitor all his junk food.
She's coming back next week, and that'll mean I'll have to stop drinking right out of the milk carton and the orange juice container. Come on, man. It's no one's here. Why am I going to dirty
it? It does taste better out of the carton, which I haven't done in years, though. It's so refreshing, the milk. I know.
And orange juice right out of the thing. Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness, guys.
Just as long as I don't do that with the vodka. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I want to know, though, one thing from Nikki. I want to know, how is your cat adjusting to this whole move?
Oh, my gosh. You guys are going to be blown away. Casey likes him more than me now.
What?
She is a traitor. She has been cuddling with Shane more than me.
How long have I been telling you that cats suck?
Well, I still love her. I still love her. I understand why she wants to cuddle with him.
Well,
I mean,
she doesn't love you. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Why does she want to cuddle with him and not you?
He's adorable.
He is adorable.
I mean, look at the guy. I want to cuddle with him, too. I get it.
Oh, and she's a girl, so, you know.
Oh, yeah. She can tell.
Mm. Yep. I get it.
He attracts all the you-know-what.
Uh-huh. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, is our podcast.
We're done. Bye-bye.
Slay him!